Hello and welcome back to Baywatch Watch. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Zach.
And we're back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2022.
Amazing.
Wow. Here we are.
Wow. We did it.
Yep.
Yep.
And you know what? We have another momentous. We have a new year, another momentous occasion. This is our first four-peat guest.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
This is my fourth appearance on Baywatch.
You checked
Watch.
With the stat book, Charlie, and
I
you
checked with
you
the
confirmed
stat
that
book.
This is true. Okay,
she did one episode with
okay.
with a partner, but okay. then but three solos, one partner, four appearances.
Wow. There's a new record.
Yeah,
to be broken or never be broken. Who knows?
And so the person we're talking about is a writer, a comedian, an improviser. Please welcome Mai Darman back to the podcast.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I cannot believe I'm your four-piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing, Mai.
Me?
Yeah, that's you.
Wow.
Your first one.
That's
yeah.
so lovely. And you know what? There's nowhere I'd rather be.
Oh, thank you.
That
We're so happy that
us.
You're here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got quite the episode to
we
talk
do.
About tonight. Oh. Yeah, the return of J.D. Court.
Back.
With a little bit of continuity of his macular degeneration
yes.
From his last appearance on the show.
The return of J.D. Court, the return of Mai Darman. Give us that
yeah.
continuity that we want, Mai.
Yeah.
And I have some big news about my eyes.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh man. Yeah, why don't we just talk about Baja Run? This
yeah,
is
let's
season
do it.
5, episode 4, Baja Run. Okay, so first of all, I just want to say that this is an example of a Baywatch episode in which they might have put one too many plots in this episode.
Definitely.
One
definitely.
Plot in particular goes absolutely nowhere and just disappears 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
It is just he wants to get the rich widow. Pays a guy to help him get the rich widow, and then it never comes back.
What happens? I don't know.
Yeah, we have no idea. He has no fallout. Yeah, all we know is that Caroline saw him, and she's not happy with it, but she never
yeah.
confronts him. Nothing ever happens. So Baywatch slipping up a little bit. But I do think that Baywatch is trying continuity for these
the big,
episodes.
For sure. They even
a
mention
lot.
It.
They mention
basically.
Every episode that's happened in the season so far.
First.
And if that's how they're going to do it, is just remember this,
yeah.
remember this. I survived an earthquake. I survived
yeah.
almost getting married.
Yeah.
He's like, the earthquake was amazing. Yeah. Now, I didn't know that, and by the way, Court.
Court. C-O-R-T. It's his last name.
Got it.
Yeah.
But that's what they usually call him.
I thought... I was like, Baywatch is bold enough to pull this character out of nowhere. I'm glad to hear he
is actually a returning character.
A returning
he
character.
Is,
and he was a regular on season one for part
yes,
of it.
He was a
part
guest,
of season one.
Guest actor for a couple of episodes. Then he became a regular. And then he's come back in pretty much every season.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I looked ahead. He comes back one more episode, I think, later this season. So,
okay.
And then that's it. For
and then that's it. So, yeah. So he's been there a few times. But last season, they introduced him, you know, having macular degeneration where he's starting yeah. to lose his eyesight because he's come back to compete in the lifeguard games. And then he has to requalify. That's what it is. He's coming back. Once a year, he comes back and requalifies so that he can continue to be a lifeguard. And this time yeah. he's, you know, can't really be a lifeguard with that. And he had a little romance with CJ.
Yes, on the last episode he was on. Yeah.
Yeah.
She fell madly in love with him. And then he's like, I got to go.
She fell madly in love out of nowhere with someone yeah. else in this episode.
True, true.
Very spontaneous.
No, this yeah. is how it works in the real world. You walk slowly yeah. down the beach and someone else is walking slowly down the
oh
beach.
My
and
gosh.
You meet
you guys,
and you're like, wait a second. You're
this
the love
is jumping
of my life.
All over the
we're
place,
getting, we're getting,
we're getting so far ahead. But
sorry,
I do want
to.
I no, no. I wanted to show you guys the funniest thing is in that montage where they walk towards each other.
Yeah.
There's a moment where there's like 12 seconds of them in silhouette, and Brody's mouth is open the entire time. So he just looks like so dumb. Like
can you send
like,
that to me? To-
yeah, I will send it to you. Yeah, it's yeah. so funny. I just couldn't stop laughing at the fact that they had him with his mouth like open and from the side, it looks like a cartoon, like a Beavis and Butthead drawing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the Baja Run. We open on a Jeep speeding around the corner, being pursued by the police, and this is John D. Court.
Yeah.
I do appreciate the fact that even in a high-speed pursuit, he continues to wear his,
his glasses. I also, like, I don't know a ton about this disease, but I feel like he would not be able to do this, no. Right? There's no chance.
Well, he explains that all he has to do
a
is
a lot of scans side to side. Yeah.
But he's not really doing that.
No, he's not driving. Doing that in this. Yeah, he's just doing normal driving and doing a great job.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And Big then he hides a bag in the rocks and wait till we find out what is in this bag. boy.
Yeah.
And where it ends up at the end of the episode.
Right.
But yeah, he hides it and then he drives back towards the police. And then he's confronted by Jake, who's our villain for this episode, I guess. A rival, I guess he's. Yeah. Who's got Hulk Hogan's stunt double.
I wrote down that guy was Hulk Hogan, and they never gave us a name. I was like, he's Hulk Hogan.
We never get his name. Yeah. But he's like, you'll find the stuff you stole from me if you check. And they check, and they don't find anything.
And they're like, sorry, Jake. It's Baja.
Jake is apoplectic. Nice. He is
it's
so
Baja
mad.
Town.
And he's like, yep. That's... I love that. It's Baja Town.
it's funny too, because
the first of two instances in which the police tell them to settle it across the border.
This is exactly what I was going to point out, that both times are just like, just go across the border.
Just go across the border.
We don't care.
Yeah, you guys get over there, you settle it over there. So then we got Logan and Caroline running on the beach, and Logan says after their run, they're going to swim around the buoy. And she's concerned about their retest. And he's like, well, your sister's a lifeguard. You'll get it. And she says, and I don't want to earn it. And then Logan's mad he has to requalify because he was a lifeguard in Australia.
They're definitely setting us up for that, like, rookie school episode that's sure to come soon.
Yep. So then we get Mitch, who is telling someone to get Zoe on the line. I really wanted to know who Zoe was, but we never got him.
Yeah, I don't know. By the way, this is continuity, too. He says this to John, who's the operator.
Yes.
And this is the same operator in like every episode this season. And I think in last season, maybe too.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I wrote that. And then I was like, I was wondering if my brain just wrote that because it's John Court.
John. Yeah.
And then we get one moment in this, or like there's like two moments in this episode where they just have Court walk into things.
This is what I'm talking about. It's like, what? But he was just driving a Jeep and a high speed chase.
He knocks
and it's like,
over
I
some
don't
binoculars,
buy this.
And then he bumps into an umbrella.
Like he suddenly it almost was like he suddenly confused how stairs work.
Yes.
And then like, yeah, I was just like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, but he says, Mitch comes out, holds his hand up and they hug. And he says his hindsight hasn't deteriorated since his last RP checkup.
Did you just say his hindsight?
Hindsight.
It's 2020.
His eyesight. Yeah, his hindsight has continued to be 2020.
That's great.
And so as long as that stays, then he's good. But he's like, we got to go, Mitch. Let's have the time of our lives.
Well, no, he says you have that look in your eye that you get right before we. And then he goes, have the time of our lives.
Oh, also, I wanted to point out when Mitch first comes over and he like waves his hand in front of him, and then Court is like, great to see you, Mitch. And Mitch is like so condescending when he's like, not as great as it is to see you, for you to see me,
yeah.
Whatever it is he says. What is it? Not as great as it is that you can still see me. And it's like, okay, Mitch.
Yeah, it's like, all right, man. Yeah. So then Logan and Caroline run up to the Malibu Sea Club. There's people getting champagne and stuff. And Logan makes eyes at someone. And then he pretends to have a cramp and tells her to go on. Why is Logan... Do we ever get any reason why he is attracted to her?
Well, I have a theory.
Yeah. Is it money? Yeah.
Yeah, or what's your theory, Mike?
Well, it's the money, and it's also the fact that she is... him. She's him in female form. They have the same face, bone structure, like all the same features. Maybe
okay,
she's
yeah.
a little aged up.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
god.
She's a Huntington. So
oh my
of the of
Of the Huntington. The Huntington Gardens, wow. And the Huntington
Yes,
Beach.
I know. That's like Huntington, Huntington Beach. All the Huntington. By the way, Maya, since you just proposed that idea, I hope in a future episode we get, at some point, Kathleen Huntington is like, well, years ago,
I had a
22
baby.
Years ago, I went to Australia, had a baby, I left it there.
Yeah.
And here I ended up in Malibu.
Yeah, but, and she, like, it could not, like, she, like, legit, every time she looks at him, it's almost as though she has been, like, through a war and just has, like, a 1,000-yard stare. Like, she's, it's not even like she's just detest looking him. And be like, hi, how are you? Yeah, she's just detached, like, yeah. Far away.
And
she
no
doesn't even
lines.
Acknowledge. Yeah, no lines. She just, like, yeah.
That's true.
She doesn't mm-mm. say anything, and so he's like, all right, I guess I gotta try something else.
I guess it's because you said she looks like him or something, but how did he pick her out specifically?
Because
there's a bunch of people on the beach.
There's a bunch of people, and like, you know, not, I mean, you know, beauty comes in every age, but for someone like him who's in his, you know, early 20s, I don't know. It's just, it wouldn't be the first thing that you would think that someone would be drawn to, unless there is some sort of like money game involved, which is so weird because like so far, this is the one main cast member on Baywatch who routinely proves to be a piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like, they don't, but never, there's never any, like, moral to it. They just
not
like,
at all.
Have no consequences.
Yeah, no consequences. He never learns a lesson. And, like, Matt Brody is the only person who's like, that guy sucks. And everyone else is like, nah, he's actually really great if you get to know him.
He's
so true.
They say he's fun, but he's at no point fun.
No. Yeah,
he's not fun. He's a schemer. Yeah.
The only thing he's good at is making rescues, I'd say. That's
yeah,
a redeeming
quality.
He's
good at rescues, yeah.
Oh, by the way, little, I hate that I'm even bringing this up, but a little twin geek mention here. Kathleen Huntington, the actress that played her, played Evelyn Marsh on season 2 of Twin Peaks.
Oh.
She was so familiar. Wow.
There you go.
That's pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
That's
well, we'll
cool.
get Claudia back on to talk about
nah.
it.
Claudia, I'm kidding, Claudia.
Right now, yeah. You're not invited.
So, but he goes over and he asks this server who this woman is. And this server is like, thinks that he's talking about her.
No, it's what a bummer for her.
Yeah, what a bummer
she's
for
like,
her.
Oh,
she's
cool.
Like, he's like, I wonder if you could tell me about someone. And she's like, who would that be? At somebody, I think he says, like something like that, like something about needing to know about someone's body, and then finds out that it's her and she's a rich, bored widow. And then when he's like, all right, thanks, and he walks away, she's really bummed.
She's really bummed. Also, he takes someone's drink off the tray
yeah.
she's holding and drinks
yes.
it.
Yes.
I was like, hey, hold on a second.
That's like $16.
Yeah.
So then Court apologizes for things not working out between Mitch and Gale. Last episode, Mitch and Gale almost got married. This is Hobie's mom.
Wow.
They almost got remarried, and they were going to
the day after seeing each other again.
Yeah,
let's get married again
other.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did they then survived an earthquake together?
No,
earthquake
that's previous
was in
episodes.
The episode previously. but in this particular one, there was a old mine. It was found in the ocean and it blew up a boat. And so they needed all of Baywatch to go rescue. Mitch had to leave in the middle of the wedding ceremony.
Oh.
And then Gale was like, I'm not coming second to work again.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's always on call.
He
always
is.
On call. All their beepers go off. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he survived that in an earthquake. And then he's like, Mitch, you need a diversion. He wants them to go down for the Baja Run dune buggy race, and he needs Mitch to drive because he needs another pair of eyes. The moment in the race, by the way, in which Mitch agrees to pull over and let Court drive.
Yeah, what was that?
That's so crazy.
It's a race,
first of all,
too.
I'm like, we're gonna lose like several yeah. places. This is not a pit crew, like, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is another one of your get rich quick schemes. And he's like, no, there's no prize money. It's just for cred, for clout.
Yep. And trophy, I think, right? They get like a trophy.
I guess they get a trophy, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't have a mechanic and you don't have a car. And I got to take care of Hobie. And he's like, Garner's going to take Hobie camping this weekend. Which is crazy to be like, imagine going to your like a kid's dad and
I've made arrangements like, for your son.
Take him camping.
Can you take him camping? Don't worry, I'll take care of the dad. I'll tell him after you've agreed to take him camping.
Yeah, I'd be like, nope.
Yeah. But that's how, you know what? This is lifeguard code.
Yeah, it's a different world. Yeah. By the way, I want to point out Mitch calls the Baja race the most competitive race in the world.
Yeah, and, which I was like, race there is.
There
yeah.
is. And, but
no
I was
prize
like,
money.
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? Also, it had me thinking, I was like, aren't all races equally competitive in a sense? Everyone's just, yeah. you're trying to get to the finish, right?
I yeah, guess
people take this one
the,
seriously.
The quality of drivers.
There's, that, but this definitely is not the quality of drivers.
No, no.
They, or yeah, is it all? They're all so shitty say, like, that it's like you don't it's
have
very
to,
close.
You don't have to prove that you can see.
Yeah,
that's not one of the rules. Okay, so then we get something that the three of us will find to be one of the most relatable scenes in the world. When you have a screenplay and someone takes it yeah. and they put now, their name on it.
Yeah.
Speaking of storylines with no payoff. Yeah. Introduced yeah. for no reason. I thought you were talking about this one when you brought that up, but no, this is just an additional one that has
no
conclusion. And
no.
is absolutely psycho. The circumstance, the man is very red.
Yes, he's so red. This woman is like, she just keeps saying, I'll kill you, I'll kill you, I'll kill you, I'll kill you. She is attempting to drown him.
Yeah.
It's attempted.
Yeah. And then keep saying, and then they're all like, all right, you crazy LA screenwriters, you guys get out of here.
Yeah.
And then they go, they're like, we'll settle this in court. And it's like,
see the whole, you there?
I wrote a screenplay. He took it and put his name on it. So this is not even like, this is like the most blatant theft in the entire world. This isn't like plagiarism or like you took an idea yeah. or anything. Like you literally just changed
out.
The name.
Put his name on top
I mean,
of
she
it.
Had, she should have got it.
Yes.
A copyright.
She gotta put it in at the WGA.
She should have gotten it. But also,
you gotta laminate that script too.
You can't
write on top of that laminate.
Yeah, you can't put white on it. They're gonna be like, there's something under here.
There was one copy. He wrote his name on it. And like Pamela, whose name
CJ.
CJ, yes. CJ, I felt bummed because she's like, stop. Like her action is kind of lame. She just runs up to him and says, stop. I'm like,
and then
this
they
is
do.
Not fair.
Yeah. Mitch and she get involved. But the idea is they're just trying to remove them from the water. And then they
take
just,
it across
like,
the border, basically.
Yeah. Take it across the border. Take it
the
off
border being
off
the beach
property.
And then the road is
this
that,
is Hollywood jurisdiction. We don't want to get involved. So
you want to fight about it here or in prison?
Yeah.
I mean, if you wait, fuck. Wait, I got confused.
So,
court.
But yeah,
find
so then,
it in
and
court.
Then in court. Mitch is like, yeah, and Mitch is like, hey, well, CJ, yeah, that's
oh, yeah,
being a lifeguard for you. What is he?
Yeah, what is he? Yeah, I think I wrote it down here somewhere. He's like, glad we don't have these kinds of problems. Have a good day and like kind of pats
yeah.
on the back and then walks
that
away.
Was
I was like,
it.
What?
Like, yeah.
What is that about?
And she sees John D. Court.
Real quick, what do you think that script was? Because this is a good script, right?
Yeah, this has to be one then which a deal was just made.
What year is this?
This is 94 or 95.
No, oh, okay. A good year for film.
So this is Independence Day.
What is it? It's Independence Day.
It's a script for Independence Day. Huge blockbuster. Yeah. So Roland Emmerich.
Nice.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, maybe it's like, yeah, maybe it's like a new metal. I don't know, coming of age. I don't know.
Wow. A new metal. Coming
it was hot at the moment.
Yeah.
It was, or it was just breaking onto the scene.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit and. okay, so then CJ sees John D. Court. And he tells her she looks wonderful, and he picks her up and swings her around. Everyone is expecting that when he returns, he will be fully blind. So everyone's immediate reaction is always like, are you good? Yeah. And then he says, oh, well, good thing I can still see you. And
they kiss on the lips right away.
Immediately.
And Baywatch does this all the time. And that's never happened to me in my real life. I don't know about you guys. Someone that you haven't seen in a while. No, the first thing,
you gotta ease back into it. Lips. Yeah. No. Yeah, you got, yeah, it's not. And then she's like, hey, how long are you in town? He's like, just for a night. I gotta go to, you know, Baja tomorrow. And then she's like, well, if you didn't come to see me, fuck off.
Basically.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
Yeah. But at the same time, what she says is, like, basically, don't give me a passionate kiss unless you're gonna fuck me.
Yeah. I wrote it down.
Follow through.
Don't give me a passionate kiss unless you have the time or the inclination to carry it through.
Carry it through.
And I wrote down a reasonable request.
A reasonable request. She's like, don't get me all hot and bothered. She's like, or else I'll have to put on my wedding dress swimsuit.
That was wild.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I feel bad. I didn't understand this, like, that they had set this up as a degenerative disease and, like, I have a lot of stuff here about Cyclops. I got a lot of Cyclops stuff.
Oh, yes, because he's wearing the glasses.
Yeah.
I kind of have to, I got to erase all of this.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
No, that's okay. So someone who was a director of several episodes of Baywatch had this particular condition. And so
okay, now I feel
in.
Even
the actor,
worse.
The actor, though, does not. So he's
okay,
doing.
But still?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that director Cyclops, and I wouldn't call anyone.
No.
And you don't mean really one eye, you mean the X-Men.
I mean,
yes,
the
that's
X-Men
I was thinking the X-Men.
Yeah, because yeah. I was. Because
of the glasses, because when he takes them off, they.
And because of all the people he killed when he took his glasses.
Yeah, when he took his glasses.
Can you convert all those Cyclops jokes into Wolverine? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
All right. Thank you.
Wolverine did the Baja run.
Go ahead.
Brody then comes out and he runs into Caroline and Logan. And he's pissed because he had a date the night before with Caroline and she didn't show up.
Or no, it's that later that night. He's like,
wait, oh, so she has plans later.
But she's made plans now with Logan as well. Logan's like, I'll see you at 7.
And then he's like, oh, I thought we had. And then rather than her being like, oh, yeah, that's right, we did have that plan first.
She's like, that's
all. I'll stick with yours. She's like, well, this one supersedes that plan. So I'm going to go ahead with that. Yeah. And And he's like, well, you know, I get it. You like him better. And she's like, we're just friends. And he's like, well, he must be a better friend than me because we had dinner plans.
Bam.
Oof.
Yeah. Mitch has packed the surfboards.
Yeah, this didn't pay off. Yeah. I was a little bummed about this. I expected some surfing seeds.
Well,
he has a surfboard in the first.
He did too. Yeah, right. He had a surfboard.
No,
so I don't know what happened to that.
They didn't have time. We had this Logan Kathleen Huntington plot.
I wanted those surfing scenes. I wanted them to fight the Hulk Hogan and Jake guy on the waves. Something
the waves.
Like that. Yeah, that's what I want to see.
He said it so playfully. He was like, just in case we run into a few mates on the way back.
It would be a perfect end of the episode too. Of that being like, hey, should we?
And then you look over and the little statue has its own surfboard and it's catching waves too.
No, okay. So, when we get to the statue, we'll talk about that. So Kathleen Huntington standing on the rocks. And again, what is she doing?
This is weird. This is one of those things where you're like, what is that person doing? They're just standing on the rocks next to a weird fisherman.
Next to a weird fisherman.
Standing there. Yeah.
And so Logan climbs up and he's like, hi. And then she again looks at him like she like legitimately is like not on the plane of existence.
Yes. And I have to ask, what was the idea here? Was if she's like, hi, and then they start talking and you look at the fisherman, he's like, nope.
And then he's like, we don't need, I don't need you.
We don't
to
need the fisherman.
he's like, here's the thing. I have a feeling she's going to be a real bitch and not say hi to me. So this is probably going to work out perfectly. If not, I'll give you a signal, but 99% she's not saying anything.
Yeah. Then we'll go with my plan.
Yeah. So then he goes like, all right, see you later. Have a good one. And takes off. And then fisherman springs into action. And it's, and I was, at first I was like, oh, she's a rich widow. Is he trying to rob her? Like, no, he just like tackles her into the water.
Yeah.
And so then Logan has to jump in and save her. And the guy just gets out and runs off. Yeah.
Do you think he grabbed the pole or no? I don't know why. I was really wondering if he did or not.
He was fishing before that.
Yeah.
He's like waiting for them to leave so he can resume.
Yeah, look at fishing spot.
Now, had she chosen to like respond to Logan, how would he have aborted that?
Yeah,
the fisherman would have still.
He would have just had to kept.
That would have been funny. Yeah,
fishing. Yeah. Oh yeah, like
like no, we're good.
We're good. Yeah. So then, yeah, she arrested him. She says, thank you, you saved my life. And they introduce themselves, and he says he'll help her back and then make out an incident report. I like that.
That's not the only thing they're going to make out.
Yeah. And then Caroline approaches the lifeguard tower, and Brody's like, did you have a good time on your date? And she's like, yeah, I did. And then she's like, I feel really bad that I forgot about our date, but honestly, I'm not into it. And Matt's like, cool. Well, cool. Awesome. I'm glad you're not into it. Yeah. This fuck sucks.
That was pretty good Matt impression, like, right? Yeah, that's really how he was.
He gives her like such a hard time about being like, hey, I'm like not really just like I'm kind of like trying to see where this goes. And he's like,
yeah,
cool, awesome. Well, great. I guess I'll just do nothing. So yeah, he's really sad.
He is, yeah. And but she's like, being honest, right? That's pretty cool.
But he's like, I hope you see through him. And she's like, he happens to be a really good lifeguard.
There's something, we can learn something from him, she says.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yes. We could all learn how to be better lifeguards.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
Stephanie, this might be my favorite scene coming up here.
Yeah. Stephanie is closing up a towel. Oh my God. The burn of this, the most devastating burn I've ever heard in Baywatch history.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Became like so soap opera too.
It came out of nowhere too. It's so funny. Yeah. Like, wow. Stephanie's closing up a tower. Caroline runs up to her and she was waiting for her to get off work because she's like, got to talk to her about boys. And she says that Matt is great and Logan is fun. So she's going to focus on Logan. And she's like, Matt is so serious. And Stephanie's like, you mean mature? And she says, this is just like Mom. She always forced us to like who she liked. This is how does a girl like you let a guy like Mitch get away and end up with a loser husband like you did?
Yeah,
loser husband.
I was like, whoa. And she's like, I love the shaking of her head. She's giving, she's like, end up with a loser.
She really does.
She's just like, you suck, Stephanie. And it came out of nowhere. I don't think we've seen tension between the sisters before, right?
No.
Also, I don't think what's this still with, do we know about her mom? Did they mention that in like the
They first never one? Mentioned the mom, but I mean, obviously she was engaged to a guy who was a joke too. So
the giant Caroline. Clam? Yeah, the giant clam guy. Diaper guy? Yeah.
Guy who's going to get giant clams. So
yeah, I don't know. It's brutal, though. What a brutal put down she gave her.
Brutal
sister.
Burn.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Baja, and everyone's showing up at the race. We got dirt bikes and buggies. Okay, can we? I do want to ask this because we'll get to it when we do the montage for the Baja run. What is the idea
anything
behind?
Anything can
go. Yeah, anything goes from a vehicle standpoint.
They should have just had a guy jogging too. He's like, maybe I'm going to win this thing.
I do not understand like what the rules are because like. One of these is faster than
of
the
course.
Other because
would,
it's,
yes.
it's a fucking vehicle.
I assume the that these would all be dune. These would all be dune buggies, but maybe they didn't have enough dune buggies, so they like throw trucks in there, throw motorcycles in there.
It reminded me of like Mario Kart, where like you get to pick the little car that they all have different. Some are planes or what? Motorcycles.
It's Mad Max style. Buggy road.
And like the idea that like one of these vehicles. I guess is just, is it like time or is it first one to cross the finish line? Because if I'm a truck, I just like knock everyone out of the way.
It's whoever wanted it the most. It's the most competitive race in the world.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, but then who should show up but Jake and Hulk Hogan? And Court goes.
If you're Court and you know this guy does this too, wouldn't you be like, I'll try something else instead?
Yeah.
I'll figure out a different plan.
Yep. And do we need to do the Baja run or couldn't he just like that? You would think that on a day when there's not a big race and not a lot of people involved, that road would be quite quiet. Yeah. So he's just like, on an no off way day.
Am I going back to Baja? All
it
right?
has to be as part of the race. Yeah.
Totally.
But yeah, so then there's this fight in which Court misjudges a punch, and then Jake hits him, then Court tackles him, Mitch pulls him off, and then Court tries to play it off, like he's like, oh, his girlfriend fell in love with
yeah.
him. And Mitch isn't really sure. And then they head to Griffith Park.
yes, they do. And did you hear the little audio? Mitch says, back to the Batcave, Robin.
Yeah.
And then Court says, home sweet home.
Yeah.
Cute.
And yeah, they got to come in, and they had to like treat this like a full on cave, and it is like 20 feet long. If you go see it, it's so short.
So this is wild. So they get there. I thought the race was going to start that day, but it's the next day, actually.
They got to
camp. And they're going to go sleep in a cave?
In a cave.
Never fucking do that. No.
There are hotels.
Yes.
There's or campsite or something
or
like this.
The but beach, the fact that there's like, got to be something better than
yeah,
a cave.
This is like the apocalypse and they're like hiding out from bandits.
Yeah. Bandits and bears.
Yeah. And then they find an iguana.
I don't know. What was that?
A little guest in their cave who's been curious and they believe to have been going through his
clothes. Yeah. Like iguana. That settles it.
That settles it. It was the iguana unzipped, that was gonna
pulled out all of their clothes and went through it and are we to believe
this is a cold-blooded animal, by the way. It's just hanging out in a cave. I'm like, no.
So is this supposed
to be
from
has a bunch of shirts in there, Zach?
That's true. It's warm now. Oh, I'm warm-blooded now. I got these shirts.
So did the producers of Baywatch mean for us to believe that this was a native iguana that was just hanging out in the cave, or did Jake and Hulk Hogan place the iguana there in order to create a diversion so that Court and Mitch think that the iguana went through the clothes?
They seemed pleased. They seemed pleased like, about the iguana.
It's true. They're like, they'll get the thing later.
They brought the iguana.
They brought the iguana.
They brought the iguana,
hey, man, what if we just put an iguana?
That'll fucking blow their minds. They'll forget about us.
They disrupted the ecosystem for this one little moment. And Baja's never been the same.
Yep. Nope. It's been fucked over by this iguana. Oh, Jake, I want to point out real quick.
Yeah.
When they first get there, Mitch pulls out a Pepsi.
Oh, yes, he does. Yeah.
And it's not AM. What time of day do you guys think it is, by the way? It's like
it's 2
p.m.
Like not,
It's 2 p.m. or something, right? And he's like, I'm going to go hit the hay soon. Get an early morning. Takes a sip of his Pepsi. He's going to go to bed. I'm like, this is too early to go to bed. And he's drinking Pepsi before bed. And I'm like, that's not a thing.
Broad daylight. So Mitch is like, okay, it's 2 p.m. If I get about 26 hours of sleep.
Be good. We'll be good.
It's always nighttime in that cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jake and Hulk Hogan are like, well, he doesn't have the stuff yet, but I'm sure he will.
They will. And they're pleased, like you said. And here's the thing. I think they go further into the cave. They have to stay there all night.
Yeah.
Because the cave entrance is blocked, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They can't sneak out.
This cave. Yeah. We do know that the actual one goes straight through.
Yes. But they're
going to the back cave, but they are supposed to
be. Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
But they did show from one side to the other.
Yeah. It feels like they're further back and it's cut off from them being able to leave. But I don't know. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
That iguana probably knows.
Yeah. Definitely knows.
So then we cut to, this is the Baja run. Montage
montage one.
I have one note I wrote down. Please, yeah. The only thing I wrote down is this Zach singing? Sounded like Zach.
Did it really? That's. I need to go back and check it out again.
They're gonna know our names.
Do I sing like that?
We're writing our names.
They're gonna know our names.
It was like my thought was.
It was higher than that.
Can you do an impression, Mike?
You could do it better, and I can absolutely not do it.
Okay, fair enough.
I need you to learn this song. I need you to do an official cover, please.
Dang, I wish I. Paid closer attention to. I did notice one thing about the song. It was a very much like a ripoff of "Don't Fear the Ripper," "Don't Fear the Reaper"
yes.
by Blue Oyster Cult. Dang it!
Yes,
it was like do 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 do, and then they talked about whatever.
Which also was like a race.
to the finish line.
A surf rock ripoff as well. It had like both. And then, they're going to know our names. I was like, names on the history book, winning the Baja Run, the most competitive race. The
most competitive race in the world. None more competitive. I was curious because I was like, was Don't Fear the Reaper the original? So I looked up real quick online and no, it was La Bamba, believe it or not. I was like, okay.
Totally so different. Racist. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like, this is in Spanish. This will go great.
The one song that's Spanish. Okay. Yeah.
It's not the one song that's Spanish, Charlie. There's
no,
tons
I'm
of
saying
them.
That's Wait, for them.
No, I'm just like, kidding.
Okay. Can't say anything. But yeah, I am not surprised that
that's what they went with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. It does. And like, I was watching, I was like, this doesn't fit. I'm like, I don't. I love it. Yeah. I mean, it's a great song, but I'm like, it doesn't really fit at all.
So then, and I wrote dune buggies, bikes, trucks, who decides what can compete? And we get a lot of jumps. Just a lot of racing. That's all it is.
That's it.
So we cut to the Malibu Sea Club, and Caroline sees Logan with Kathleen.
And the way she sees that.
Yes.
She's jogging and then like is like.
And freezes.
Me, but she freezes immediately, like in her jaw.
Yeah.
Like their T-Rex who won't be able to see her if she doesn't move.
Yeah.
She's also wearing like that outfit, the exercise outfit. I thought that the shorts component was actually jean shorts that had been like that she had pulled on a swimsuit and pulled that up over jean shorts. Over jean shorts, but it was like spandex material. But yes, very jazzercise.
It totally was. I was actually thinking about it. I'm like, because that was definitely an 80s thing, and I was like, is this like totally out of fashion at this point? I don't have an answer to that. I don't know.
I think everything is like every swimsuit I saw. I'm like, people would kill for this. This is
yes.
Oh yeah. Is that what you're asking? I thought you
no.
Were
I'm just saying like now yes, but I'm saying at the time. You know how trends go? It's like 5 or 10 years after. It's like
20. If 20 years ago it was out of style.
Yeah. No, it looked it's great now.
I think it was. I think that was her mom's jazzercise.
30 years old. Oh my god. Yeah. Today, like. Baywatch started over 30 years ago.
Wow.
Brutal. Yeah.
Brutal.
Anyway, so she sees them I was just thinking because I said 20 years ago, and then I had to be like, oh no, it was 30. Mm. Yeah.
And then you had to reckon with your own age.
That's right.
Mortality.
We lost 10 years because of COVID.
Yep.
Yeah. We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
sorry about bringing that.
Then
we get the first
one of the goofs from the episode is that Logan and Kathleen cheers and with their drinks and then they kiss and then when Caroline sees them, there's a wide shot and they got no drinks.
Well,
the drinks disappear.
Wait, did you had goofs on this one?
I had goofs on this one.
Oh, for some reason, it wasn't coming up for me. Every now and then, it doesn't appear and I'm like, oh.
I watched mine on the computer.
Maybe that's why. Yeah.
But yeah, when that was one of the goofs was they
any
they
other
kiss
good trivia?
And then they cheers and then it said like I don't remember somebody was in this episode that was in an episode again. You know, I don't know. Nothing really
nothing
interesting.
That interesting.
Yeah. Then okay, so then
this is wild to me. What's gonna happen?
She gets upset. And the way that she runs away is she runs directly towards them and then turns around and sprints right back towards the ocean. Like she's like, I'm going out into the sea. I'm just ending it.
Yep.
And then this guy who
the
apparently
fisherman.
Has come to collect his, yes, his the fisherman has decided to just stalk about 4 feet behind them. Like if Kathleen had turned around. At one moment, she would have seen him and been like, that's the guy who attacked me.
There had to have been a better meetup spot, you would think.
Yeah. But then Logan goes over and Logan is mad because the guy went too far. And he was
what
like,
is this all about?
To scare
like,
her. Not
you don't get
to
blame
her.
Him,
yeah.
Logan. No. This was your idea.
Mm-mm.
And the guy's like, what?
Yeah. He's like, well, and then he's like, well, I'm a man of my word. Here's the rest of your money. Here's his money. And then he's like, I don't ever want to see you again.
Yeah. It's almost like they're trying to let him be a little heroic. But I was like, oh, there's nothing heroic about what he did.
Yeah. And then that's it.
For that storyline.
That storyline. That's
it. You think we'll get continuation next episode or another one? I don't know.
I looked at the episode description and it doesn't say it, but maybe. Maybe something's in there because there has to be some sort of like payoff to this.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah. So then Caroline knocks on Stephanie's office door and says she was right about Logan. This was another Baywatch time waster that was really like, she knocks on the door and she's like, "Hi, Stephanie." She's like, "Hi." She's like, "Are you busy?" "No, I'm not. Can I come in?" "Come on in." I was like, "Oh my God, that's half a page." but yeah, so then comes in and says, "You were right. He was all over a woman at the Malibu Sea Club who was just dripping money." And how did that, how did she know the woman was dripping money? Maybe it's just because she's at the Malibu Sea Club?
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Because it would have been like, she was all over, or he was all over Kathleen Huntington. And she'd be like, "Kathleen Huntington? Oh my God. She's rich and bored. And a
widow. She was in Twin Peaks.
That's right.
Making money."
And then she's like, "Hey, sorry what I said about you and men." She's like, "Well, truth hurts."
Yeah. And then she says, "I wish you could learn from my mistakes." I was like, "Good God, Stephanie."
Yeah, I wish you could learn from my mistakes. Like, me and
she's
Mitch.
Like, I'm trash. Caroline, learn from me.
Yeah. And then finally, the romantic tension that has been building between Matt and CJ for negative this episode. 6 hours.
Yeah. This is how
I wanted
people
to ask about that. I was like,
No,
nothing. No build up to this. Mm-mm. It's not earned at all. Got it. Mm-mm.
You punch a punching bag with
punch
someone.
A bag. You yeah. both fall over playfully. Yeah. That's it.
Playfully, and that's it. And so, yeah, basically, they're both like, both of the people that we're in love with are not into us. So why don't we just hook up?
Yeah.
Two of like the two probably most attractive like men and women on the like the ones who everyone like was like especially for Pamela Anderson, people were mm-hmm. watching the show specifically for her, yet everyone's like, "Yeah, I don't want to date you, Pam." too much on this show.
It's like Jim and Pam on The Office, where it's like, yeah, it's like, "Oh, they should be together." And this one, they're like, "Well, wait 5 minutes and they're gonna be together."
That's such a bummer. It could have been so good if they had built it up a little.
I know. There should have been so many moments in which like it was like almost, and it's like a misunderstanding mm-hmm. here, misunderstanding there. Yeah. Like, we shipped them so hard. And no, in this he's like, "Hey, why don't you take a hit on the bag?" And she's like, "I prefer to scream." And he's like, "Oh, you really gonna wanna hit this bag?" And then he holds it, and then she hits it one time, and it's so hard that he falls on the ground and acts like he's, like, knocked out.
That he's dead.
Yeah.
And then she goes and checks on him, and he pulls her down onto the ground.
Into the dirt.
Into the dirt.
Like, I would hate that.
Is someone allowed, like, because of the fact that she hadn't expressed any romantic interest before, that is a bold, some might say,
a
very questionable move yeah. for someone to pull on someone. But it works.
You know, I wrote that down in my notes. Oh, he was joking. And then, comma, they're about to fall in love. I was just like, yes, I can see it already. They're about to fall in love.
Mm-hmm. Wow. He pulls her onto the ground and it was like, dot, dot, dot. And I was like, okay. So then we cut to the Baja run and Court wants to take the wheel and drive for 5 minutes. Which, okay.
It's like, what?
Yep. And I wrote, why would anyone do this?
I don't know. What if, like, because this is part of his plan. What if Mitch was like, "Fuck you, man, we're in this race."
Yeah.
He's like,
"Yeah,
damn, this is
win.
A bad plan."
Like, no. He's dang. Like, so then Court takes their little shortcut, and then they're being followed by the other guys. And then Court jumps out, and the guys are watching, and he basically goes like, "Oh, I think the fuel line's messed up." So then he goes and looks for the bag. Mitch sees him in the mirror. And then Jake is up on the cliff looking down.
Making like, the wildest expression.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, what I don't understand this. What is going on here? Why are they up on this cliff?
Why wouldn't they just be a
are
few,
they,
like a...
Oh, go down there for one.
Yeah.
Are they not taking the Baja race seriously?
Yeah.
I guess not. Were they waiting there the whole time? Is there, or like, how did they get up there in relation to where they are now?
The whole thing is a presumption that JD Court and Mitch will enter the Baja run. Will drive to the treasure during the Baja run. Like, there's just so many things that needed to happen. Yes. And, like, how by the time they get down there, Like, they will be long gone. None of it makes sense. Yeah.
This cliff is, like, so far up, too. It just doesn't logistically make any sense.
Mitch has his land goggles on.
Yeah.
Court looks like Wolverine from the X-Men.
Thank you, finally.
You're welcome. I did love the moment when Jake is, like, he's like so happy when he sees that he's getting the treasure. Yeah, jackpot! I knew he buried it somewhere. And he's like, yes! He's so pleased with himself.
So then Mitch finally goes like, hey, I want to see the work you did. Hey. And he opens it and it's this dumb shit spray painted.
It's horrible. That's what I was like, poorly painted.
Did I just show you
it's like a $5 statue. Oh yeah, please.
Can you see? No,
it's like too bright, yeah.
It's all caps, just it's so bad.
Oh my god, it is really bad looking. And he's using Mitch to smuggle stolen goods across the border, and these are Mayan artifacts. Okay, so
yeah,
so the big issue here is that everything about this is the most like, this is like imperialism, this is cultural theft, all this stuff like that. And then the idea isn't that Mitch is like, Mitch should be like, hey man, those actually are really important to this culture and you have no right to take them. Instead, he's like, you're using me to smuggle stolen goods across the border? Oh my god. And then
you're
the solution,
you're going to defy law enforcement?
Yes.
I love those guys.
Mitch would not stop yelling so much in this scene.
He's so
yelling top of his lungs.
God damn it, Court.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
By the way, Court's defense, he's like, oh yeah, it's stolen artifacts from this culture. I won it in a poker game, though, so I'm not to blame. I won him fair. He actually literally says, I won him fair and square in a poker game.
Right.
I was like, that doesn't matter.
Then,
dude.
Then the guy accused him of cheating. Yeah.
I mean, but none of it. Yeah, it's like, it still was stolen, dude.
Yep.
This hot sculpture that everybody wants.
Mitch races off and Jake is after them. Or Mitch and Court race off and Jake is after them. It's neck and neck. And then Jake goes off the cliff.
Because Mitch does the I'm going to break right now.
He
and then
breaks,
right when they turn
and
in,
they go flying off the cliff.
And I was like, they're going to go save them, right? Because he's a lifeguard.
Yeah.
I thought Court was going to be like, leave him. Let's leave him, Mitch. But I guess he's a lifeguard at heart, too.
Yes, in most like movies and TV shows, they absolutely would have left them. And you might have seen them later getting out and just being like wet and being like, they wouldn't have died, but they would have been like, son of a bitch. But instead, they go like, no, Lifeguard Cove. Even if those guys were just trying to kill us, we now must go save them.
Exactly.
And then, of course, the Jake same policemen come up. They get Jake is like, check out the artifact. It's just a repeat of the first scene. Check in the bag. Checks in the bag. There's nothing there. Then he's like,
he's like not thankful at all that he got saved his life.
Not at all. He's like, this is the guy that stole the artifacts. And the way that they have the policeman talk too, he says, there is nothing here such as you have described.
That which you have described is not
present
here. It would have been funny if he looked in there and the statue was there. And he's like, you said a precious artifact? He's like, no, there's
like,
nothing
but
trash here.
This?
Yeah.
This is what you called us for?
We sell those to trick tourists and it makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
But Mitch is looking very smug and he's like, sorry, Jake, that's Bahatown.
Bahatown, yes.
And then again, the cop's just like, okay, got to get across the border or we'll continue this in jail. Everything is just like, get on your side.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was funny. He's like, take this across the border or you're going, or else local jail, which I was like, why do you have to point out that it's local?
Yeah.
They're like, you're going to tell us a jail? Whatever. Tell us
he's
which
like,
city.
It's
we don't
not
give a fuck.
Far.
It's
okay.
It's local jail. Yeah. All right. We'll comply.
It's not too inconvenient to get there.
No.
You think jail's bad? Try local jail.
Local jail.
Right over there.
This one's like jail, but it's a little more local. So, montage two. This is the Matt and CJ are... CJ's in white. And
She's his bride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's in black.
Emo.
He's wearing his tux.
Bathing suit.
And they're running, they're tackling each other.
They seem at first they seem lost, like, is there anyone out there for me?
Yes, they're both, and then, like, then they wistful, come up, and then they find each other. And what Baywatch loves to do is whenever two people fall in love, before they can kiss, they have to, like, frolic. And that involves, like, wrestling,
yeah,
tackling each other, my jumping God on each
oh
other.
Oh, this is how it works in the real world. Did you not know this, Charlie?
Charlie, are you
don't
a virgin?
Tell Alex, I don't know how to, I don't know how to flirt. So yeah, and then
you've mentioned that in his profile you noticed his mouth was open.
Yes,
I was thinking to myself, how didn't I notice that? And then I realized it's because I was focused on something else.
Oh yeah,
it did look to me. It was just, I think, the wind and like the his. The shape of his baby.
That he was.
Oh, he got a boner? Is that what you're saying?
That he was fully
engorged.
Fully erect.
Oh my God, we got to find that.
Wow. I believe it.
Mouth open, rock hard.
Oh, that's why his mouth was open. All that blood went down there, and he's just like trying to get as much air into his mouth as possible to get something up to his brain again.
Oh, God. Well, we'll have to put that on the Instagram if it doesn't get taken down, but if we can find it. And I feel, you know, I feel bad for Summer.
Summer's gone.
Matt's
Summer's gone. Long
She's
gone.
Gone. She's Mai. Gone. My.
Wow. If you remember Summer.
Yeah.
Gone.
She moved back to Pittsburgh. After Matt and she broke up. So she's gone.
Yeah. She's gone.
Well. Court then says to Mitch, he's like, I know what I did was wrong, but sometimes I'm so afraid for my future. And then this is when we find out.
Can I point out real quick, though? It's funny to me because he says this as they're pulling into headquarters parking lot.
Right.
So they didn't talk about this at all. The entire drive back from the Baja Run.
Mitch is like, don't say a word. We'll talk about this when we're out of the car.
Yeah. He took it across the border. Like he did. The one guy asked him to.
But then it's like, okay, so he.
I don't understand what happened here.
At an orphanage. Imagine when? You walk into an orphanage and you just hand them that and then go like, you're welcome.
What?
Yeah. I hope
changed
he's
your
happy.
Life. Now he you have to find a black market. You have to find a black market to offload that. And if you do, it's worth a lot. Then, yeah. There, it might also be cursed.
He absolutely cursed a full orphanage.
The fact that Mitch is like, let's go drop this off at the orphanage, not like at a museum, not like back it where, and it's like.
Here's the other thing. Look, I'm not to make light of it, but it's like, these kids want parents. They don't, what does this do for them? Nothing.
Yeah.
It does nothing. They're like, oh, like, we made
you hear that orphanage is super rich now.
Cool. Also, when did this happen? I got really confused. Where was the statue when the police were looking for it?
Oh, I don't know.
Magic trick.
Right?
He concealed it in his body.
Yeah.
It's so unclear.
We never saw a reveal of where Mitch hid it, because there's not even a moment in which he does that. And it seems as though Mitch also hid it from Court, because he was Court was not aware that it wasn't in that thing either.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or did he drop it off at the orphanage in between? Yeah. During the chase. We're going to rescue these guys.
There's an orphanage on the Baja Run. There's my shortcut, there's the statue, and then there's the orphanage.
Local prison.
Yeah, yes. I just don't understand, because no matter what, any kind of precious artifact like that is not something that you can just like walk into like a pawn shop and they're like, okay, here's $100,000. So, well, you know. But because Court wanted to buy a boat.
Yes.
Yeah, to sail out into the
sunset. To sail off into the sunset. Like,
instead,
what?
All those children are having freaky dreams about the end of the world.
Exactly. Or like the lead in the spray paint is just slowly poisoning.
That paint was
them.
Not safe.
So then he tells Mitch that it's about accepting, Mitch tells him it's about accepting. It's like, you just gotta accept it, and once you do that, you might find the peace of mind you're searching for. And then we get the biggest, like, fuck you moment, which is CJ in the white dress being like, hey, Court, how's it going? Sorry, I gotta go. I got a date.
Are CJ and Matt the same age?
No, she's like 10 no. years older than
me. Maybe not. Maybe I eight said, or so. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Court. I'm dating a kid is what I had down.
So in season three, he was in high school.
That's true. Yeah. But so do we have a definite age on what she is five. Or no?
So she groomed him.
She was the first episode that Maya and Ann were on where Pam was introduced. She was a former Baywatch lifeguard who had left for several
true.
Years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Returning.
Okay.
So like, yeah, you know, okay. I don't know.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, he's doing it all. He pulls up in that convertible. He opens the door for her. And when she tries to get in, he's like, are you kidding me? I opened the door for you.
Sweet.
And then she looks and then she goes. And then Brody. And then Court says to Mitch, guess I blew that one too, huh?
And then Stephanie was like, actually, I did as well. I'm trash, everyone. I don't know what I'm doing.
I date my husband's a loser.
By the way, when a moment earlier, Court was like, Mitch is like, no more harebrained scene or no more harebrained schemes. And Court is like, Court's honor. Right then, they should have cut to him in court as a judge with those people suing each other over the script.
Oh, my God.
Could we not have that scene wrap up that storyline as well, too? Yeah,
amazing. Oh, man. Well, that was season 5, episode 4, Baja Run. So now we've got awards that we got to give out. First is our Hofsker. Who gets a Hofsker this time?
I'm going to give it to Court/Cork/Kirk. Mm-hmm. yeah, I was like, this guy's great. And I'm glad to hear that he is part of Baywatch lore and not just a passing freak. He's great.
He was a total wild man in season 1. I mean, he still is in a way, but it's just like he was getting his friends blown up. Just
first episode, he got his friend killed because they were doing like drug runs down in Missouri, like weapons smuggling.
Okay.
Smuggling is a part of his, his MO.
And this is Mitch's friend?
It's like his best friend, according to this episode.
And he's a hell of a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Wow.
We could all learn something from him.
We all could.
I think I'm going to give it to Court, too. I liked Court in this episode as far as a Hofsker is concerned. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I loved Court in this episode. I thought he was great. Also enjoyed Jake a lot. He was a fun villain. but I'm going to give it to Caroline for the aforementioned scene that I love so much where she was. Yeah. It was just like, I enjoyed that moment so much.
It was ridiculous. Didn't.
Yeah.
You date losers with a head wag. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to go with that.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Or Jilzy. Mine's a tie. Mine goes to the screenplay twins. I think I loved it. Could have lived in that. I wanted to see everything about that. I wanted to know all the logistics of this script.
Yeah.
But the fact that like there's even like a moment in which Mitch tells her, like they do that comedy moment where he goes like, are you gonna be good? She says yes, and he puts her down, and then she immediately launches onto the guy again. You can see the actress like ramp into it. Like she goes like 1, 2, 3, and like, you can see her like almost like counting
for
her launch, because they were like, give it a moment and then you go for it again.
You know, on break, she was probably telling the other actor, I learned this in my acting school. You always count to three before you launch into something.
Yeah.
Up in this stuff here. You know what? I'm going to go with Matt just because, he was so whiny when he's like over everything in this episode. It's more of a character thing, less the actor himself. But you know what? I got to put this on the actor. Apparently, he's got a boner in a scene. It's pointing out to us. And you don't need to have a boner.
That. Yeah.
You don't need,
that's can't fake real. That.
That's method.
But love Matt overall.
Yeah, I think he was not handling his rejection well. He's not cool. I would give it to, and I hate to disappoint you guys, but that waitress who explained.
She was credited as Malibu Sea Club waitress.
Yeah.
Malibu Sea Club waitress. I'm so sorry. But her delivery was wild, and just like the way she spoke was strange to me. It really took me out of that moment.
Oh, you know, they had a party when her episode aired and all her friends.
I know. I feel
and they did it for the screenwriter, yeah. Charlie.
I feel so bad.
Yeah. And she put a little, she knew it was going to be it for her, so she put a little stank on it. I don't know. She really dialed it up. She was like, I'm going to make it seem like I think he's talking about me. It's probably not even written in the.
I was like,
it probably wasn't written that way.
The focus of this episode for me.
Yeah.
Very.
Shit does seem like something was going to start there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hopefully she's had a long and illustrious career. I did see that for Kathleen Huntington, her photo in the Amazon cast thing like that is her like having her neck torn out by like a beast or something.
Oh, God.
Everywhere. I was like, oh my God. Like one of those where they're like, even though she's been in stuff, they like don't have enough for like a headshot. They just have like a screen cap of a TV show. That, and so it's just her being just murdered.
A picture from Baywatch would have been great. She looks good. Why not that?
I know. Yeah. Okay, so best montage. We got two to pick from. We got the Baja run and we got the CJ and Matt one. Neither of these were very good.
Hey, look, maybe I'm a little two-faced.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with the second one because there's a boner in there, dude.
Yeah.
You got a boner in that montage. Dude. There's no boners in montage one.
Got to go with the second. I think the second one is bonkers because it's like one in which it's just like, okay, yeah. And like the way that Baywatch has people fall in love or get into relationships is just by declaring it. Just like it doesn't matter. We're just going to tell you they are. And this is the best way to show it is them like doing like interpretive poetry through the swimsuit.
This was the mistake that Caroline made. She's just like, I'm going to go for Logan now, but she didn't have that slow motion montage with him. So it wasn't real. He moved on to Rich Kathleen.
A montage is good if it has you asking, did I miss like 5 scenes? Because I really like when that montage started, I was like, okay, I skipped something.
Nope. You that was it. Nothing. That's what all of us got.
They just wanted them to be. I guess they were like, it's perfect storytelling. Like he's put out in the beginning. He gets rejected. She gets rejected. They find a home in each other. And it's like, rather than working on themselves or like, you know, figuring out their attachment styles or whatever it is that people do.
But
They
wrestle on the ground.
Yep.
Right? That's what they do.
That's what they do.
I assume this relationship's going to go on for some more episodes.
For several more episodes, yeah. But I wonder if it'll, because CJ is such a different character than Summer is. Mm-hmm. That they can't have the same relationship
dynamic. Please not. I mean, I hated that part of it. Yeah. Two people that hate each other in a relationship is not fun to watch.
Okay, so let's rate the episode. 1 to 6 Hasselhoff.
It's a pretty, you know what? A 5.25. I don't know. I liked it. It's pretty enjoyable. Got an iguana in a cave. Come on.
Yeah. I had fun with this one. Yeah. I feel like I've only had really good episodes, but then again, maybe all of them are good.
Almost
doing
all
the
of them.
The podcast is fun. Yeah.
It is fun.
And so even when the episode isn't great, it's like the only time the episode is bad is like there's been two I can think of that I feel like people got really like cheating.
Short end of the stick,
So it was the clip show.
Oh no,
and then there were two clip shows, and then another one is when Baywatch is about to get defunded, and then they have to revisit. Yeah, both of those were terrible, and I feel bad for the person the people who had to watch it. I think it was Joan, and then
Joan Ford and Tony Thaxton.
Tony Thaxton, that's right.
Well, I'm sorry. I give this a 5.
Yeah, 5. It was a good one.
I'm gonna go 4.5. I liked it, but I don't know, something about it. I mean, I had a blast talking about it with you guys.
Yeah.
Not in my upper.
Hey, we don't take it personally.
Yeah. Love the iguana. Loved loved a lot, but really wanted to know what was going on with that millionaire.
Oh, sure, I get it. Yeah, it's
and
not.
Was she killing her husband? Was she like there's something there, and maybe she'll come back.
Maybe.
What if the fisherman killed her husband? And he's like, "This is ironic. that she doesn't remember me.
Dude, this is crazy. She hired me.
So yeah. I had a mustache then, so I get it. She's
And it was like the recognize same me, but scenario where I was standing on the rocks and it was like
hey, these are rich people, they don't pay attention.
This happens to me all the time.
I know. well, Mai, thank you so much for
thank you, Mai.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
I would say improv, but we're not doing that now in person because of COVID. So, no, currently no. But I'm gonna plug this podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please continue listen to listen.
Go back and listen from the beginning. We appreciate it. We love getting a plug. It's
an internal plug.
Look, listen to all of Maya's episodes. Make a weekend of it.
Yeah.
One per day plus one of those days you do too.
Yeah.
She's been on four times.
Four
that's
times.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being a part of the Four Timer Club.
Yes.
And the first inaugural member of the Four Timer.
So do I get like a robe or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Sunday,
I think, right?
Yeah.
We'll have to figure out.
Someday we'll
figure something out.
We'll have tears for our guests, and
we'll be honest. We haven't figured this out yet, but we'll think of something.
Yeah. But we thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
now
you so
that's
much.
All we have to offer.
Yeah.
that's enough.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back next week with an all new episode of Baywatch Watch. And until then,
stay wet. When the waves
are crashing. Thanks for listening to Baywatch Watch. We'll be back next week with an all new episode. If you're just joining us, please subscribe to Baywatch Watch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And please leave us a review on the Apple Music Store. It really helps us out. Thanks. And until next time, stay wet.